Those are the sounds of worship. And it's these types of sounds that will be the focus of a new study by my next guests, collecting sounds like these to create a digital sound map of religion in Midwestern cities. Amy DeRogatis is an associate professor of religious studies at Michigan State University, and Isaac Weiner is an assistant professor of comparative studies at Ohio State University. And they're here to talk about the Religious Sound Map Project of the Global Midwest. Welcome to the program to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy, what is the goal of this project?
Well, the goal of this project, and thank you so much for having us on, is to create a digital geographic map where we can place sounds from different locations within the Mid-Michigan area and the Columbus area. It's a digital humanities project. And we're just at the beginning stages, and we're hoping to collect as many sounds, both sort of institutional and non-institutional, as possible.
And what do you hope, Isaac, that people will get from being able to access this religious sound map?
So ultimately, this project has, I think, a few different goals. First, we're hoping to create a pedagogical tool for scholars for teaching purposes that, in part, we will use student researchers to help us produce this map. So the project itself is a teaching opportunity where we will train students how to conduct high-quality digital field recordings and how to conduct community-based research, and then send students out into the communities in which they're studying, in which they're living, to learn more about the religious landscape of their areas. And then with the website we'll create, ultimately, will be a tool that scholars use in the classroom to teach other students in other classes about religious diversity in the Midwest. In addition, I think it will create a new tool for scholars to use for research purposes. And then in addition, it's a valuable public resource that to teach members of the broader community about the, I think, remarkable diversity that we find in Midwestern cities that still very much goes under the radar.
How can putting all of this together and paying such close attention to sound give us new insights into what constitutes religion for our everyday lives, Isaac?
So there's a couple answers to that. I came to this project originally in two ways, which I think helps me to explain this answer. First, I published a book last year called Religion Out Loud, Religious Sound, Public Space, and American Pluralism, which studies the dynamics of religious pluralism in American society through listening to disputes about public sound, things like church bells and the Islamic call to prayer. And I was interested in the ways that Americans have responded to religious differences, not simply as matters of theology or of personal beliefs, but the kinds of public sensory experiences through which people express their religions, through the sights and the sounds and the smells, which are very often, I think, how Americans come into contact and experience religious differences and religious diversity as a lived practice. And so I think that part of what sound does is it allows us to think differently about religion in terms of not simply being something that is believed, that is internal, something that is lived and expressed and lived out loud. The other thing that listening for religion allows us to do is to think more expansively about where religion happens. So we're not just going to be going into institutional spaces like churches or mosques or synagogues, but also our hope is to work with communities to record sounds out in public squares and public places, or to go into people's homes or to workplaces or restaurants. And when we listen for religion in our communities, we find that religion spills outside of people's kind of institutional forms of worship, and we find it much more expansively in a variety of locations we might not expect to. We can also think about questions of time, that when we listen for religion, we are attentive to the ways that religion happens, not only in different spaces, but also different times. And so our hope is to tell different kinds of stories about how religion happens in cities. We could map, say, a week in the life of a particular individual by listening to the sounds of their practice, or a year in the life of a particular community. We can be attentive to seasonal festivals and things that only happen at particular times of the year, or we can think about a particular space and the multiple different ways that it is used by different communities. So our hope is really to encourage the public and to encourage our students and other scholars to think much more expansively about what counts as religion, about where religion happens, and when and how one encounters it.
Isaac, Amy, thank you so much for talking with us today and sharing this exciting project.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
Amy DeBrigatis is an associate professor of religious studies at Michigan State University. Isaac Weiner is an assistant professor of comparative studies at Ohio State.